Listen on Demand, brought to you by 680 News.
My friend, good talking to you. For folks who are listening to this whole interview on 680news.com, we were just talking, and our phones kept getting cut off. Where are you exactly right now?
I am right now in Barcelona, Spain.
Oh, my goodness.
And yes, the phones do keep cutting us off.
Matt, what's the weather like down there?
Are we down or across?
I'm not
down
sure.
Across.
We're across. Yeah, we're across. There we go.
Down across. Actually, it's beautiful. Spain has probably the nicest weather in the world because it doesn't get too hot, and even when it does get hot, it's not humid.
Wow.
So it is truly idyllic weather. For Canadians, especially, we would appreciate this weather.
I am jealous of you, my friend, but I'm also jealous, too, of course. You know, what a career that you have had over the years. So many iconic songs. I mean, when you look back at, you know, the music that you have put out there, I mean, and opening doors for other Canadians. I mean, how does that feel, knowing that you are part of Canadian music history?
Well, I appreciate very much your kind words. Thank you, Rudy. I really do appreciate that you said that, and I know you mean it because we've chatted a few times in the past, and I know you're sincere. So I don't see myself that way. It's really not something that, you know, I can consider myself iconic. It sounds bizarre for me to even think that way. I've been doing something that I love since I was a kid, and I've written songs that have touched people, and I'm really grateful for that.
Now,
to be able to help Canadian talent is just an added bonus.
And, of course, when you talk about helping out Canadian talent, I mean, the last time you and I spoke, we had a chance to talk to one of the young ladies that you have been helping out with her career. Talk a little bit about that, please.
Well, I was offered a record label with Warner Music Canada, who I've been in business with since 2003, and the label affords me the opportunity to look for talent, particularly Canadian talent. And the first artist that we'd signed about 8 years after the label was formed, the label's called Sienna Records, was Marie Christine, and her record came out last year. And now the second artist that we've signed, Mr. Paul Todd from Kingston, Ontario, DJ that an unsolicited idea that sifted through my company through an assistant that works for me in Toronto, and she had the good sense to send me this note, because had I not read it, this adventure that I'm on with Such Free would never have taken place.
Wow. Well, you know what? It's great that you know that you're helping other Canadian artists live their dream like you have. But you know, you are somebody who always gives back in so many different ways. And what a way of doing this, of course, with a single that you wrote years ago, but you are bringing back as an anthem. And you got to talk about man, Young Man Running. Please talk about that, please.
Well, the song that you're referring to is Truth Will Set You Free, and it was on my Young Man Running album in 1988. So I wrote the song when I was 25 years old. It's a long, long while ago. And it was never released as a single off that album. But Paul Todd, who goes by the name of One Love, this DJ that I was referring to, he had this song, since he was a teenager, was his favorite Corey Hart song. And he had always wanted to do something with this song. And he's had a really hard life on many different levels. And maybe you get a chance to chat with him, and he can explain it to you in his own words. But it really, that this song meant so much to him. And because it was not Sunglasses at Night or Boy in the Box or a very familiar Corey Hart song that he was requesting a remix on, I was really intrigued by this notion. And we started to work together on it, and I got to know him, and it became something very, very powerful for me. This project meant everything to me, and this is why I'm hitting the stage after 10 years of, or maybe more than 10 years. In America, it'll be 15 years since I was on stage.
But you know what? The thing that's so great is the fact that, you know, a song that you wrote, and thank you for correcting me, of course, with Truth Will Set You Free. Here you go. A song that you wrote years ago, and you've been able to turn it into something that is so important, so for so many individuals who, you know, are gay. But, you know, our
yeah,
our
your question was breaking up, but I think I got the gist of it.
Yeah.
I think I got the gist of what you're asking me. The lyrics to this song, I wrote this song for three people that were in my life from the age of 18 to around 24, 25, and have been in my life since then. But it was a song that is very, very personal, and it was a song that I wrote for people struggling who were gay or bisexual and were having a hard time dealing with their sexuality and being accepted, and I saw a lot of suffering. And it really affected me a great deal. And Truth Will Set You Free, above all, is a song about being truthful and honest to yourself. In whatever walk of life, in whatever philosophy you believe in, and whatever ideals you believe in. But the overriding message in this song was for the gay community. And I think it was an important statement. Well, for me, it's an important statement to make as a straight man, saying that, you know, I don't judge people, and I believe that truth truly can set you free, and that's the ultimate path to happiness.
Now, here's the other cool thing, too, my friend. You're going to be performing in Toronto. You're performing that song.
You betcha.
Oh.
I'm going to be doing that song and a couple other ones, and truthfully, I'm nervous as hell because I haven't been on stage in a long time. But I do not know what to expect, and Paul Todd, DJ One Love, is going to be with me for a couple of tracks, and I'm going to do a couple of other songs, and we still haven't even started rehearsals yet, and the show's about 10 days away.
That's incredible. You know, I sit here, and I'm going to myself, literally, I mean, we're talking like, what did you say?
I can't say that again?
Can you hear me now?
Yeah.
Okay.
I can hear you. You're breaking up, so it's really, I'm getting like every Morse code of your words.
Okay, no problem. I'll try to maybe speak slower to make sure everything is, you can hear everything. I think it's crazy that we haven't heard you or seen you perform in public for so long. I think it's like 2002 or early 2000 was the last time. And, you know, but you're the professional's professional. You know, you've got to be really excited to be able to be coming back. I mean, it's going to be like old times for you.
Well, it's you're right. The last show that I did was in Montreal with the Montreal Symphony Orchestra. I did two nights at Place des Arts, and it was really my, you know, farewell concert. It was in my hometown, and I got the, you know, the thrill, an opportunity to play with the Symphony Orchestra. And my three daughters were brought out on stage. I sang in each song, and my son, who's the fourth child in our family, had not been born yet. It really was the last show that I was going to do. But in life, you really can never say never. You don't know what's going to happen. I had no idea that I'd be on this magical adventure with Truth Will Set You Free. And I haven't been to Toronto and performed since 99. So we're talking a long stretch between drinks, but I am I'm actually really excited about it. I have no idea how the crowd's going to react to me, but I'm looking forward to singing for some fans of mine that came out to the Toronto Pride show and give them everything in my heart.
Of course, new album coming out. What can we expect?
Well, it's not a new album. It's a single with One Love, and you know, my priority in my life are my children, and you know, my youngest is 8. So for me, I'm still dad first, and Corey Hart, singer songwriter second, but I'll do whatever I need to do to make sure that the anthem and the message of this song reaches, you know, the universe.
Then, Corey, we're demanding a new album. We want a new album.
I think you want me to sing Blow in the Box, because I remember that I recanted, saying that I didn't like it, and I do like it. You were right.
Thank you, because I tell you something, that one, still my favorite track, my friend. Look.
Well, yeah, if I have a longer show, and if I do longer shows, which I have no idea if that's going to be in the cards, but if ever I do a longer show, and it is a very hard show, I promise you that I will do that song for you.
Oh, thank you, my friend. I know we're going to have to wrap this up because we are having problems with you hearing me and back and forth, but can we get your Twitter and website to make sure we can follow you and everything that you're doing?
Okay, well, I'm not the most socially medium tech-savvy dude around, but I do have CoreyHart.com, which is my website, and I have on CoreyHart.com, you can find me on Facebook, and it's official, and I'm writing everything in there, and we have a great group of fans that are joined since we opened up the Facebook account about a year ago, And we call it the Caravan, and these are just some great people, and it's wonderful for an artist to be able to reach out and talk to his fans one-on-one.
Fantastic. Corey, great speaking with you. You have a safe trip where you are now. We're really looking forward to you coming back home, and congratulations on the
Thank
the single.
You, Rudy.
Thank you so much
I
for the interview.
I appreciate it. Thanks for chatting with me, and I hope you can come and see you on the 30th.
I'm going to make sure I'm down there, my friend. I'd love to see you.
All right.
Take care.
Adios.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.